We have the Word of God, the Bible, and it gives us all we need for life and godliness. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're examining the value and the blessing of the all-sufficient Word of God.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. God always knows what we need. For physical needs, God gives us our daily bread. For our spiritual needs, He gives us wisdom and truth in His Word, written down and preserved through the ages so that all might know His will. No ancient book has been so well preserved as the Bible. No book has been so often translated as the Bible. No book has made more impact in more places in more ages than the Bible. It's a divine blessing. Thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3 says that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Moses wrote that more than 1,000 years before the Lord Jesus quoted it in His answer to the devil's temptation in Matthew 4. God's Word remains true, and time doesn't change that fact. When tempted, Jesus didn't turn to human creeds and traditions. He turned to the written Word of God. The Scripture was sufficient to give Him what He needed to face the challenges of this world. In Acts 17:11, the Bereans believed the Scriptures were the standard of truth by which they could remain right with the Lord. So when Paul preached, they checked him out by going to the Scriptures. And Paul said this was noble. They didn't check him out by human traditions or by what the culture of the times dictated. They went to the Scriptures. They found the truth. Psalm 119 and verse 2 says, "How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart." God knows what we need for life and godliness, and He provides it in His all-sufficient Scriptures. Yes, we need God's Word. Now, we offer this study on God's all-sufficient Word free. And if you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have programs and free materials on our website, searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from 2 Peter 1, 2-4, and examine God's all-sufficient Word.
Jesus, I can see.
reading today comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, and describes how we have all things that pertain to life and godliness through the things that God has revealed. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. That's a great and wonderful promise we have from God. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful that You have revealed in Your Word all the things that we need that pertain to life and godliness. And Father, help us always to trust that Your Word has given us all we need to know. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus, whom we love. Amen. The Bible says it records the complete revelation of God's will pertaining to man's salvation and life. Jesus promised the apostles that they would be guided into all the truth, John 16, verses 12 and 13. John 14, verses 25 and 26 says, Jesus is speaking, He said, "These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that He said to you." Now that was said to the apostles. Paul further claimed in Acts 20 and verse 27, "For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God." Paul wrote in Colossians 4 and verse 12 about a man named Epaphras. "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in His prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God." Yes, one can be fully assured in all the will of God. Jude wrote to the church in Jude 3, saying, "Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints." Jesus intended for His words to be written down, not simply spoken. Written words could last for all time. And He said to the Pharisees in Matthew 23, verse 34, "Therefore, behold, I'm sending you prophets and wise men and scribes." The primary purpose of the scribes of Jesus was to make copies of what Jesus taught. Luke reveals that he and others were scribes of Jesus. Luke 1, verses 1 to 4 says, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who were from the beginning, were eyewitnesses and servants of the Word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things that you have been taught. Now, what they wrote as eyewitnesses came from God, and it was true. Peter said in 2 Peter 1:16 to 21, "For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory, 'This is My beloved Son with whom I am well pleased.' And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." Peter wrote what God moved him to write. Peter recognized even Paul's writings as Scripture in 2 Peter 3:15 to 16. He said, "Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures, to their own destruction." Now, the teaching of the apostles and Paul is to be passed on, but never changed. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 2, "You then, my child," he was speaking to Timothy, "be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Sadly, the apostle faced people who contradicted the gospel. And Paul wrote in Galatians 1, 8 to 9, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed." You see, the inspired, inerrant, all-sufficient Scripture must not be changed. Moses wrote in Deuteronomy 12 and verse 32, "Everything that I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add to it or take away from it." God said to Joshua in Joshua 1 and verse 7, "Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go." Again, Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6 says that every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you and you be found a liar. The prophet wrote in Isaiah 8 and verse 20, "To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it's because they have no dawn." That is, there's no future for them. Here we learn the absolute importance of basing every doctrine, every belief, on the written Word of God. No error is greater than depending upon some human source of authority, whether extra-biblical writings or an organization that claims that it's the source of God's truth. Sometimes people think they're smarter than God. The only source and the final source of authority is the written Word of God. Sadly, many listen to men just as they did in the days of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 23, verses 26 and 7, there Jeremiah writes, Is there anything in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy falsehood? Even these prophets of the deception of their own heart, who intend to make my people forget my name by their dreams which they relate to one another, just as their fathers forgot my name because of Baal. Well, Jeremiah writes in verse 32 about these false prophets, I didn't send them or command them, God is saying, nor do they furnish this people the slightest benefit, declares the Lord. The Lord said to the Pharisees, that is the Lord Jesus, in Mark 7, verse 9, that you are experts at setting aside the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. They were binding the traditions of men while they were transgressing the written commandment of God. They were annulling Scripture. The Lord later said that every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind, and if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit. Traditions that come hundreds of years after Jesus Christ are just like the traditions of the Pharisees. They're not plants of God, and you know what? They'll be uprooted. God's standard is the written Word, not human traditions. Revelation 22, 18 and 19 says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. Now, what is true of this book is true of all the teaching of God. We have no right to add to it or take away from it. The Lord said in Matthew 24 and verse 35, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. You see, His words will last and they will judge us. The Lord will judge us by the words written in the books, Revelation 20 and verse 12, not by human traditions, not by modern day prophecies, and not by cultural ideology. The Lord Jesus wanted the apostles to teach everyone for all time everything that He commanded them, Matthew 28 and verse 20. Now we know this because we can read it in Scripture. John wrote in John 20 verses 30 to 31, Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. The purpose of the Scriptures is to promote faith in Jesus and His teaching. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17, All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 says that God granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We lack nothing. And since they contain all things that are in the will of God, then there's no need for human counsels or creeds that are human formed or modern day revelations that mislead us. The Scriptures not only instruct us in God's will, they also meet our most pressing needs for encouragement, assurance, and hope. Romans 15 and verse 4 says, For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. God's Word meets our needs. The psalmist said in Psalm 119 and verse 11, Your Word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against You. We know what love is by looking to the cross and how the Father gave His Son for our sins. John 15, 13 reminds us greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. The Lord Jesus explains what God is like in John 1 and verse 18. The Lord Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. We know the way, the truth, and the life today because Scripture reveals Jesus to us. We wouldn't know God if he were not recorded in Scripture? If we want to know how to be saved, go to the Scriptures. If we want to know what is right and wrong, how to change our lives, how to become faithful servants of God, let's go to the Scriptures. If we want to know how to treat other people, how to worship, how to behave in the church, how to live morally, how to mature spiritually, and many other such things, let's go to the Scriptures. In our postmodern society, the idea of heresy or false teaching becomes absurd to the people who have that notion. Some believe that every idea is okay and acceptable to God, but this itself disagrees with Scripture. 2 Peter 2 and verse 1 says, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the Master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves." I tell you, the New Testament mentions heretics like Hymenaeus, Alexander, Philetus, the Antichrist, and by the way, that word is plural, the Nicolaitans and Jezebel. We need an inspired, infallible, inerrant, and all-sufficient standard of truth. And we can find that in the Scriptures. While men and councils sin and are imperfect, the Bible is God-breathed and perfect. While human ways change, the Scriptures remain timeless. What was true in the first century remains true in the 21st century. If a religious group turns away from the gospel, the eternal covenant given to us by Jesus, then that group risks the wrath of God. Just as the Lord Jesus called for churches to repent in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, He calls churches that stray from the truth to repent. And those who refuse to repent must realize the patience of God does have an end. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." God wants us to correct our errors. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful to Your Word and to correct the things that may come from men and return to the things that You have taught us in the Bible. May Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul said in Colossians 1, 9-10, "And so from the day we heard, we've not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." And that's my prayer for every one of you. I want you to know God and His will so that you may fully please Him and enjoy eternal life in heaven. The Lord Jesus has given us the words of eternal life, John 6 and verse 68, and it's done in the all-sufficient Scriptures. I tell you, the gospel matters. Paul said in Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Oh, we desperately need the gospel so that we might be saved from sin. God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 21. Now, when you have the true message, you can be assured of your salvation. The all-sufficient, inerrant, inspired Word gives us assurance. Believe with all your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. From Scripture, we know that baptism is an immersion in water. Acts 8 and verse 38 and 9. We know that people repented before they were baptized. Acts 2 verse 38. We know that God washes away our sins. Acts 22 and verse 16. And we know that we're baptized into the death of Christ, Romans 6 and verse 3. From Scripture we learn we're buried and raised with Christ when we're baptized. And that's when we receive newness of life, Romans 6 and verse 4. Oh, we need to follow the all-sufficient, inspired Scriptures. We hope that today's study about the true knowledge and the all-sufficiency of Scripture, especially that all-sufficiency, has caused you to think. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search office toll-free, and that number is 1-800-321-8633. There's also a schedule of our programs, a map of churches in your area on searchtv.org. And you can catch us on YouTube anytime. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and like the programs you watch. We hope that you will show God your love by worshiping. God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.